and I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sudan's army appeared to gain the upper hand on Sunday in a bloody power struggle with rival paramilitary forces after blasting its bases with airstrikes, witnesses said, and at least 59 civilians were killed, including three UN workers. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelina reports.
After a day of tense fighting, Sudan's army appeared to make strides Sunday against a deadly power struggle with rival paramilitary forces, blasting their bases with airstrikes. Fire and plumes of black smoke could be seen across Khartoum's skyline. Both sides agreed to a three-hour humanitarian pause, a deal suggested by the United Nations. While firing appeared initially to subside, a Reuters witness said heavy bombardments took place shortly afterwards. Gunfire could also be heard in the capital.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino. Russian President Vladimir Putin met China's defense minister in Moscow on Sunday, and both men hailed military cooperation between the two nations, which have declared a quote-unquote no-limits partnership. Chinese President Xi Jinping met Putin in Moscow last month. Russia and China have moved to further strengthen their economic, political, and military ties since Moscow sent tens of thousands of troops into Ukraine in February 2022. Energy and environment ministers of the group of seven wealthy nations have vowed to work to hasten the shift toward cleaner, renewable energy, but set no timetable for phasing out coal-fired power plants. The G7 officials issued a communique on Sunday, laying out their commitments after 2 days of talks in northern Japan. This